From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. This week, Miami hosted the Congress of the International Council for Commercial Arbitration. Don't sweat it if you've never heard of it. Just be assured that it's one of the world's most prestigious legal gatherings. It drew more than 1,000 lawyers to Miami, like Ian Hunter from London.
I'm not surprised that Miami is becoming more important. The infrastructure here for arbitration is marvelous.
Really? When it comes to the law, Miami is all too often known for tabloid cases like Justin Bieber's recent antics. A decade ago, a lawyer here might have drawn laughs for saying something like this.
One of my dreams is to work to make Miami one of the centers for international law in the world.
That's Coral Gables attorney Eduardo Palmer, secretary of the Miami International Arbitration Society. These days, his vision is hardly far-fetched, especially now that Miami just became the site for a major arbitration between the Panama Canal Authority and a consortium of European construction firms. The dispute involves a billion-dollar cost overrun that threatens to shut down the Panama Canal's epic expansion project. At stake is the passage of massive new container ships through the Americas. The case, in other words, could affect the economic future of the Western Hemisphere. And that, says Palmer, marks a huge step
to develop a consciousness of Miami as a center for international arbitration.
It also signals an important shift in the legal universe. International arbitration used to be the domain of wool-suited northern capitals like London or Paris. But subtropical Miami is suddenly competing with them, and it's a trend that promises the city both legal cachet and economic benefits. Edward Poulton was another British attorney at the ICCA Congress this week. As he sees it,
Miami is using its natural geographic location, and it's a nice place to visit.
By geographic location, he means close to Latin America. And like so many changes in Miami, this one started with changes in that region.
The opening of the markets in Latin America and the fact that the governments also in Latin America have realized that international arbitration gives security to the investors.
Catherine Gonzalez Arrocha is Latin American Arbitration Director for the International Chamber of Commerce in Panama. She points out that in the 20th century, Latin American governments and companies didn't trust the idea of taking their legal disputes abroad. But in the globalized 21st century, they've embraced it. And Miami, Latin America's so-called capital, was the logical place for it.
To have lawyers not only specialized in arbitration, but also knowing their language and being close to their culture, legally speaking, but also in general terms. That is definitely a very positive aspect.
But the city needed to be more than just Latin America friendly to compete with traditional arbitration meccas. After all, Latin America is doing booming business with Europe and Asia, and their legal eagles also had to be sold on Miami. The city's international character, especially inside its legal community, helped. But a decade ago, the Florida Bar, backed by the state Supreme Court, said lawyers from anywhere in the world could practice international arbitration here. In 2010, Florida also became the first U.S. state to adopt the United Nations international trade law model. Palmer from the Arbitration Society says these were bold moves.
It sends a message to the rest of the world. Florida is focused on this, and they're implementing an infrastructure that is all designed to enhance the international arbitration appeal of the jurisdiction.
University of Miami law professor and ICCA President Jan Paulson also cites the Miami-Dade Circuit Court's recent appointment of special arbitration judges.
That speaks volumes in terms of a commitment to really understanding the problems of international arbitration and handling them well.
Which means, no matter the outcome of cases like the Panama Canal dispute, Miami stands to come out the winner. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.